This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." A decree was issued by Caesar Augustus that a census be taken for the entire Roman Empire. Everyone returned to his own city to be counted. Because Joseph was a descendant of David, he traveled, along with his fiancée Mary, from Galilee to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. Mary gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And so the Word became flesh and made his home among us.